What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the 11th episode of the Bay Area Sports Talk Show with Corey Rodriguez. I am your host, Corey Rodriguez, your only source for somewhat entertaining sports talk. I said somewhat entertaining because I am somewhat entertaining. What we have on the store today is Friday the 8th. Okay, Friday the 8th. We have a couple Golden State Warrior preview games, recap games, along with a couple Shark recap games. We talk about the Warriors and the Sharks this upcoming weekend, if their game's coming up. And we're going to talk a little, talk a little bit more baseball, maybe. I don't know. Let's see how I feel afterwards. So let's get right into this. We're going to talk about the Golden State Warriors first, as always. I think last time I talked about the Sharks, so not always. But anyways, let's talk about the Golden State Warriors. Warriors played Monday and Wednesday at home, starting a 7-game homestand in Oracle Arena. Monday, they faced the Toronto Raptors, a very new-looking Toronto Raptors, like I mentioned, and the Sacramento Kings, the California team rival to the Golden State Warriors, in my opinion. And they always have a trouble playing against the Sacramento Kings this season, and it showed Wednesday, but luckily, nothing but good news from the Warriors. To start with Monday, the Warriors took advantage of what I've been preaching this whole past couple of weeks of having a good start and keeping it. Keep that good start going. Not just have a good start in the first quarter and then just screw everything up in the rest of the three quarters. Golden State, shooting-wise, went 31-28 in the first quarter, 31-26 in the second quarter, 36-21 to the Raptors, and then 42-28 in the fourth quarter. So the Warriors did what I said, and they kept a good, strong game, scoring the Raptors 3-1, and giving the Warriors a 125-118 win against the Toronto Raptors. Why did I say Raptors? Murderous Toronto Raptors. Drake? Nah, it's not Drake. Drake's not on the team. Anyways, Warriors did what I said, a good start to keep it up. They were trailing 90-83 in the fourth quarter, but at 42 points, I mean, if you score 42 points in the quarter, I think you win the game, especially in the fourth quarter, and they did that. Scoring 42 points in the fourth quarter was good enough to beat the Toronto Raptors, as they scored 28 in the fourth quarter as well. Lee got his 40th double-double of the season, which is a league-leading double-double season, having 29 points and 11 rebounds. This was ending the four-game losing streak that the Warriors have been on, greatly that they're back home. And with Utah losing on Monday, the Warriors moved 1.5 games back from eighth place, which is what we need. Let Utah lose, let Houston lose, let's keep on moving up. Let's secure ourselves a chance in the playoffs. So that was Monday's game against Golden State Warriors versus Toronto Raptors. Let's go to Wednesday's game, Golden State Warriors versus the Sacramento Kings. Last time the Kings and the Warriors faced off, it was in Sacramento, losing to the Kings, and then also in the home opener, losing to the Kings as well for the Sacramento Kings. This is also a key game for the Warriors to win because I think at this point, almost all these games are key games, except for if we're like securing a spot in the playoffs and we're this far away. But with the Warriors being where they are right now in sixth place, sixth seed, and they're so close to the eighth seed, and just losing everything, every game is a key game to me, and they need to step up and play like they're playing right now, and it ended up showing. This was probably another ugly win. I wouldn't say the Toronto game was an ugly win because they showed up in the fourth quarter shooting like it was nothing, but this Sacramento King game was pretty ugly, and they kept the Kings in it when the Kings shouldn't be in it. Scoring-wise, Warriors did again what I said. Good start. Good start to the game, and it went half and half. Went two to the Kings, two to the Warriors. We went 28-21 with the Warriors, and 23-13 in the second quarter for the Kings. 28-19 for the Warriors, and 28-18 for the Sacramento Kings. The game was going back and forth, you can see, but the Sacramento bench was keeping the Warriors off the boards when it came to the Warriors bench, scoring 21 points in the first half for the Sacramento Kings bench. But luckily, with Clay, thanks to a great set of pass by David Lee, Clay was set off to the open corner to make the open three and makes it with 15 seconds left, actually, well, 7 seconds actually when he made a shot, giving the Warriors a 85-83 lead. and it would end up giving the Warriors an 87-83 win in Oracle Arena. So that's a two-game winning streak against these teams right now. Being second for the first time this season, it was good to see that the Warriors weren't having that much trouble for Sacramento in Oracle Arena. And the next time they face the Kings, which would be later on this month, would be an interesting, exciting game if it could be as exciting as this game. I'm only saying it is exciting because I am going to that game. So, I can't wait. This win puts the Warriors deep into the sixth seed with Houston and Utah both losing. So Golden State is now in sixth place, with seventh place Houston, two games back from Golden State, and Utah 2.5 games back. Lee had a clutch, had another double-double for the season. 17 points and 10 rebounds, which puts him 41st, which is also a league-leading, again, double-double for the NBA season. He is really coming out good. And Curry had 13 points. Not really a Curry standout game. Not really the whole team standing out game. But they all put together and they got the points that were needed. Up next for the weekend tonight, they face the Houston Rockets in Oracle. We're in the gold sleeve jersey. So we be sleeve. That's the word I'm looking for. We be sleeve. So we'll be looking for that. And then Saturday night they will be facing against Milwaukee and Montreal. So we'll get some more in previews. But now let's talk some San Jose Sharks. Who doesn't want to talk about some San Jose Sharks? You know, the way they've been playing lately, let's talk some San Jose Sharks. Mostly people are just sitting there and say, let's not talk about San Jose Sharks, the way they've been playing. But, you know, there is some things. They went 1-1 this week, which is not bad. It started off with the San Jose Sharks versus the Vancouver Canucks on Tuesday. It was Niemi versus Corey Schneider. And then in the first period, with 14 minutes left in the first period, Scott Gomes gets off the scoring drought he has been ever since he signed with the San Jose Sharks, scoring his first goal of the season, making it a 1-0 for the San Jose Sharks, and that was all the scoring you'd be seeing in the first period. With one penalty going to Vancouver and no penalties to San Jose, shots on goal going to Vancouver 17 and San Jose 7, and the score was obviously 1-0 San Jose Sharks. But the scoring did not stop there. In the second period, with 15 minutes left, Adam Burrish, another first goal for the San Jose Sharks. Adam Burrish scores his first goal of being a San Jose Shark, making it a 2-0 game. But then it goes downhill, like always, with the San Jose Sharks. It makes you seem like everything's going great, and then something just goes terribly wrong, and it's just going down and down and down and down and down. With Henrik Sedin scoring his fourth goal of the season with 7 minutes left, making it a 2-1 in the second period, and Hansen scoring his sixth goal of the season with 25 seconds left, making it a 2-2 tie game. So penalties-wise, San Jose led in penalties in the second period with 3-1 advantage. That's not really a good thing, but I say advantage because they had the most points, most penalties. Shots of goal went 7-7 tie between San Jose and Vancouver, and the score was obviously 2-2. In the third period, nothing really happened. No scoring whatsoever, which means we're going to another overtime bout for the San Jose Sharks. If anyone knows anything more about overtimes in the Western Conference, it is the San Jose Sharks. Apparently, it's going 1-1 against San Jose and Vancouver. Shots on goal, 8-9 Vancouver, and score is 2-2. And did anything happen in overtime? Nope. So which means one more thing, guys. We're going to another shootout for the San Jose Sharks. Doesn't all San Jose Sharks fans love shootouts at this time? I swear, at the first part of the season, everyone was all complaining about shootouts, and it was like our third shootout of the season. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I like shootouts. Shootouts make it more interesting. Now we're like at our 15th shootout of the season. I'm sitting here saying, stop with the shootouts. I don't want to watch any more shootouts because it's the stupidest mistake that Niemi or any of the players can make, and we're automatically losing that game. But something did happen over time that Scott Gomes took a penalty that almost could have cost the game for the Sharks, but luckily it didn't with the great defense we have. And we go into a shootout. We have, for Vancouver, they're going first, obviously, with Higgins, Elder, Hansen, and Burrows. And out of all those four guys, Higgins was the only one to score over the first goal, which means the Sharks won this shootout bout for now, with giving out Hansen, Boyle, Logan Couture, and Pavs. Logan Couture was the first person to score for San Jose Sharks, but he was the third person, so the game was on his hands and made it go through Corey Schneider, and then eventually Pavelski with the slap shot gives the Sharks the 3-2 win over the Vancouver Canucks and Vancouver. And that was a game I thought the Sharks would have had a tough time, and I thought Calgary would be easy. Looks like I was wrong, guys, once again, because it was a flip. Calgary was probably the worst game that the Sharks have ever had this season, in my opinion. That is coming from the 5-3 loss the Sharks had against the Chicago Blackhawks in San Jose. So, let's get right into this. 4-1, Grice versus Kiprusoff. And then right off the bat, Skrivkov, I have no clue how to say his name, so I'm going to say Calgary scores. Calgary scored his first goal of the game in the first period, making it a 1-0 game, and no scoring happened then. Penalties went 2-1. Calgary took the advantage. Shots on goal, 9-8 Calgary, and the score was 1-0 Calgary with the lead of the first period. Second period. Oh, captain, my captain. Joe Thornton scores his fifth goal of the season, making it 1-1 game. And, you know, you're sitting there, you're thinking, there's a little bit of hope. There's a little bit of hope for the Sharks to win this game. And wait till we get to third period. Penalties wise went 0-1 San Jose. Shots on goal went 11-8 Calgary. And 1-1 score is the bottom line. And in the third period, I'm not even going to mention who scored. All I'm going to say is this. Three goals were scored. Not one, not two, but three goals were scored by Calgary through Thomas Greiss, who is apparently now injured. So it was a 4-1 Calgary win, putting the Sharks more lower in the standings than they should be. Penalties were 2-1, Calgary shots a goal, 6-17 Sharks. So the Sharks had 17 shots a goal. I don't know where that 17 shots a goal came in the first two periods, but it came in the third period when it was too late. So Kiprusoff gets a win, Thomas Greiss gets a loss. Now I'm at the point where I'm thinking Thomas Greiss is not the goalie that we thought he was at the beginning of the season. And I'm thinking that we should send him down and call up someone from, I don't know, Rochester, San Francisco, your home. So you might as well call up San Francisco since Thomas Greiss is injured. But that is what they're having right now. They have a goalie for San Francisco Bulls warming up with the Sharks right now. So I have no clue if they'll be using him for Thomas Greiss or what'll be going on there. But we'll get more into that later with the previews that we have right now. We are 13 minutes into this freaking show, and we're already hitting the previews. Do you know why? Because I am talking really fast, and we are doing a show at 4:30, so I want to get the show in before any game start today. Any game start. Actually, yeah, any game start. So, let's go. Let's start with the Golden State Warriors preview. Why not? We started with the Golden State Warriors at the beginning of the show. We started with the previews. Golden State plays Houston, which is a key game tonight, like I said, with the gold jerseys. And Saturday against Milwaukee. It's a key game for Houston because Houston is two games behind the Golden State Warriors. They're two games behind them from seventh place. And if you win this game, that puts you three games behind Houston. And the more games you go, what helps us the most. And if you can keep James Harden just keep James Harden and the whole team not shooting threes like the last time we played Houston. In Houston, if you keep them from doing that, then there's a chance that this team could win the game. And maybe the way everyone played against the Sacramento Kings. That's the team I was thinking of. The way that everyone played the Sacramento Kings. Let's have that, but let's have Curry and maybe Jared Jack score a little bit more points, maybe Klay Thompson. I don't know, but we need some more points to get this team going, and that's what the Warriors need to be a team like the Houston Rockets. There's a reason why they're in the playoff talk as they are right now. And also, too, if the Warriors can hold off Brandon Jennings, in my opinion, on Saturday against the Milwaukee Bucks, and there's no doubt the Warriors could win that game easily. Recently, the wins haven't been that pretty, but what gets you a win gets you a win. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be ugly. A win's a win. That's how I see it. So let's talk about some San Jose Shark previews. They face the Blues Saturday at home, but it's weird because they face Saturday at home, but then they go Sunday at Colorado. So you're going back-to-back home and away. So it's That might be troubling for the Sharks, but I think they can handle it. And Saturday to go Sunday to go to Colorado, like I said. So I think that I wouldn't be shocked if you see Anthony Mimi playing both games, starting both games for the Sharks with the whole Grice thing, and you need to start winning games. And I think Tom McClellan is thinking back of his head. You know, Nimmies has a lot, a good distant break, good distant rest from the last game he has played. So there's no doubt that Nimmies could do back-to-back games, especially with how rough this is going to be. And so that's how I see. I don't think you're going to see the backup goalie, whoever they put out there, to take to go between the pipes for the San Jose Sharks on the road. This is going to be a tough game going. I think the game we need to be worried about is not the Saturday game against the St. Louis Blues, because we already took care of St. Louis, and if we can do that again, let's do that again. You know, I mean, even though it was, like I said, wasn't pretty, but a win's a win. You know, no matter how pretty or ugly it is, a win's a win in my book. And it will look like that in the standings. There's no subcategory for there's wins, there's losses, there's overtime losses, and then there's really ugly losses and ugly wins. You know, no one looks at that. So, but I think we can handle the Blues if we did the same things that we did in St. Louis. But the Sunday game against Colorado will probably be a tough one because you are going back-to-back on the road, and it will be restless and hard for the Sharks, I believe. And I think that game will be a loss for the Sharks. But I do believe the Sharks will win Saturday against the St. Louis Blues. And my predictions for the Golden State Warriors is I see the Warriors winning tonight's game against the Houston Rockets and also winning tomorrow's game against the Milwaukee Bucks. And they go and they just keep going. They never look back and they keep on going since they have so many home games left. Maybe they could prove me wrong that I am pushing the panic button too early on the Warriors. And maybe the Sharks can show me why I'm a freaking complete jackass for saying that, not to worry about the Sharks. So that's about it. I don't think we have anything else to talk about. The Giants are doing good on the spring training, so along with the Oakland A's. It's going to be a very good season from pitching-wise, from what I'm seeing, from the A's and the Giants of how they are playing. And also, I mean, Niner news, Alex Smith hasn't been traded yet. You have a good about 4 more days till that happens. And then Raiders rise. We have the 4th pick in the draft. I don't know what to say. And, yeah, that's about it. So thank you guys for listening. Make sure you spread the word about the show. Give me to where my goal is right now is to be known by people as the guy who has no clue what they're talking about on these shows. But no, on a serious note, thank you guys for listening. Keep the word up. Keep everyone notice of what's going on. And I'll be seeing you guys next time, Monday, actually, with a Monday review. So thank you, guys.